From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Long Time Gone by J.A. Jantz. The book opens with a dedication to the general and his dedicated crew who made writing this book not only interesting, but possible. A prologue. By standing on her tiptoes on a kitchen chair, 5-year-old Bonnie could just see out over the sill of the window in the tiny daylight basement apartment where she lived with her parents. The sun had finally burned through the low gray clouds, and now splashes of sunlight cast a crazy quilt pattern across the rain-dampened grass of the yard and the cracked concrete of a crumbling sidewalk and driveway. Sunlit spring afternoons were rare in western Washington, and Bonnie longed to be outside, but she didn't dare, not with Mama and Daddy gone. When they went away on those long Saturday afternoons, they'd tell her that she'd better stay inside and be good until they got home, or else. Bonnie knew what "or else" meant. If they found Bonnie had been outside while they were off drinking beer and smoking cigarettes, Daddy would take off his belt and light into her. Or Mama would go outside and cut a switch from the weeping willow tree and use that on Bonnie's bare legs or the thin, ragged panties that covered her equally thin behind. The outside door was unlocked. Bonnie could have gone up the stairs and let herself out if she had wanted to. She would have loved to run barefoot through the grass, chasing the butterflies that drifted in and out of Mimi's garden, or to play a solitary game of hopscotch on the smooth surface of her neighbor's driveway.